to the Kids in 5, 6, 7th podcast.
It is Christmas Day, and we are so excited that you have chosen to spend some of your Christmas with us and wrap up the time that we have been spending together talking about God's amazing gifts. So today I have a very special family with us. This is their second year running, bringing Christmas Day to you. And so I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell us your name.
Molly.
And yours?
Macy.
And yours?
Bentley.
All right, and so we have three siblings here that are bringing you Christmas Day. And siblings, go ahead, Molly, what grade are you in?
First.
Macy?
Fifth.
Bentley?
Third.
All right, so we are kind of across the board here in the grades that we're representing in this podcast. And so we're excited to talk to you today about our theme. And Macy, what is our theme for today?
God's Christmas gift.
And here we are, God's Christmas gift, what he gave to us on this last day of Advent. And so before we begin, if I'm just going to ask you guys a couple questions about you, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Hot cocoa, the podcasters, and the presents.
Oh, those are good things. Okay.
Sitting by the fire and talking with my family.
Ooh, I like that. How about you?
Listening to the podcast.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite things. And so here we are at the end of the podcast, and I hope it's been a great time for people to be able to enjoy listening to the podcast. What is your favorite gift that you have ever received?
Jesus.
I like it. Your answer doesn't have to be Jesus, so it can be whatever you think.
My cuddly socks.
Your cuddly socks. Oh, do you wear those to bed, or do you wear them around the house, or what?
Yeah, I wear them to bed and on Christmas Eve. And on just normal Christmas.
Yep. So all the days.
God's word.
Oh, I like it. I like it. We have cuddly socks, Jesus, and God's word. And what is your favorite gift that you've ever gotten to give someone?
A big Polly Pocket set.
I think we talked about that last year. How about you? What do you guys think? What's your favorite gift you've ever gotten to give someone?
Probably like this nail set.
Ooh. Okay.
I gave the poor a little toy set.
Okay, so giving to other people who needed something, right? Yeah, okay. And if you could give one gift to all the world that you think that they would need or they'd really enjoy, every person in the whole world, I don't know how we're actually going to do this. It's just more like an imaginary idea, right? What would you give them?
Joy. Peace.
Patience.
Oh, see, we got some fruits of the spirit there. And do you think people would enjoy getting those gifts? Especially if they got all of yours, right? They'd be like, whew, this is very helpful. It's very helpful to have joy and peace and patience, right? Those are things that I need all the time. And they are good gifts and amazing gifts that God gives us through the fruit of his Holy Spirit. And so I wanted to just jump into our material, God's Christmas gift. And I'm just going to open us in prayer, and we're going to talk through some of this. God, we do thank you that you give us these amazing gifts, and that above all of the gifts we've talked about so far in this season, that you give us Jesus, that God is with us, that he is a light in the darkness. We do pray that you would fill us with joy and peace and patience as we celebrate your Christmas gift, and that we're able to see you for who you are today. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. So as we enjoy celebrating Jesus' birth today, families all over the world are doing so many different things to make that happen. We want to take a moment to think about the words from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And Molly, would you be able to read those for us?
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
And what does it mean to perish? What do you think, Ben? What does it mean to perish?
Die.
That's exactly right. Check that out. You got the exact definition. That's in our book. And this verse, it's like a gift box full of wonderful treasures. We're going to spend a short little time unwrapping and enjoying each of the different treasures. And so as we talk about this passage, I'm interested for you guys to just process with me. What do we learn about who God is from this verse, from John 3:16? What do we learn about God? What's he like?
That he sent his only son.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that probably makes him kind of generous, don't you think? Like if you only had one of something. And like someone in here is the only son in a family. I'm not an only son. You're not an only son. You're not an only son, but someone is an only son. And so he's like, yeah, I only have one of you, and I'm actually willing to gift you to the world in order for people to be able to draw near to me. It's pretty generous. What else? Any other thoughts that you guys see in that passage about who God is or what he's like?
Yeah, maybe like if I had one of something, you know, like because it's been Christmas or Halloween or Thanksgiving, like if I got one present, I don't think I would want to give that away, but God did. He gave it away like, okay, here you go.
Yep. Yeah. That probably took, like, that was probably like an act of great love on his part too, right? To be able to give that to us. That's exactly right. And so how does it make you feel that the God that we've just described, this generous God who sees what we need, and he's like, you and I, we have a problem in a relationship. Sin has entered our relationship and it made a big wall, a big distance. In order for you to be able to get close to me, you have to be holy. And can we do everything right all the time on our own? Nope, we cannot. We're all shaking our heads. We're all like, no, we cannot, right?
Never.
Right? And so he's like, I need to make a way for you. I need to make a way that you can come near to me. And he gave us Jesus, who died on the cross, took our sins, right? And then he rose again on the third day. And now, because of that, we can actually put our trust in Jesus, and he's the way that makes a way to God. How does it make you feel that God, this God we've just described, that he loves you, you, and you? How does it make you feel?
Loved.
Loved, right? That was successful.
Special.
Special. I love it. What do you think?
Loved.
Okay. We got loved and special and loved, right? You're like, he sees me, right? Like, I'm worth it. Like, he created me and he actually created a system that would draw me back to himself. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. What could we say to explain to someone why Jesus is such an amazing gift? Why did we need Jesus in the first place?
Because we would never would have went to heaven without Jesus, because Jesus died and then he rose in 3 days.
So he's the only way that we have to be able to get to heaven. That's why he's one of an amazing gift. What are your thoughts?
So that he's there and he's only there for a certain time, which is forever.
A certain time, which is forever.
And he's there to love everyone.
So he's an amazing gift because he's here with us forever. And his love is here with us forever, ever. I like that. And so God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him. So who can receive God's gift of Jesus?
Everyone.
Yep.
His disciples.
Okay, that's exactly right too, right? What are your thoughts?
The world.
The world, yep. I like our synonyms we have going on here. And so one of the things as we look at that, we're like, it doesn't say just Bob and Sue, right? It's like, no, whoever believes in him. So why is that such good news? Why is it such good news that like you and me, we can have him? Everyone who's listening to this podcast has an opportunity to believe in him. Why is that such good news?
Because everyone can go to heaven when they believe.
And that brings us to the next part, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And so like you said, there is a concept that people who do not know Jesus, who have not been made right with God by the power of Jesus' blood, when they die, their experience is eternal separation from God. But those who believe in him, they get to have eternal life. And so what makes you most excited when you think about eternal life?
That like God will always be there. Like it's never ending. Like you'll always be with God. Like when you think about forever or like eternal, like it's not in human nature to know how much it is. It's forever.
That's true.
It's eternal.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Bentley? What makes you most excited when you think about eternal life?
Excited.
What makes you excited about eternal life, though? Like, what do you think? Like, if you get to go to heaven and you get to be with God forever, what are you excited to do there?
Spend time with him.
Like, you get to be with him, right? That's legit.
Worship up there with him because he's the most powerful God in the whole wide world and the only one.
You get to see his face and, yeah, worship him.
And then also, like, just getting to talk with Jesus is, like, amazing. It's like, wow, I finally get to, like, actually personally talk with him. Like, you can also talk with him in prayer or worship, but, like, you actually get to see him face to face.
Right when I get there, I'm going to give him a huge hug.
I have no doubt about that. And so I think when we're thinking about today on Christmas Day, we are celebrating that baby Jesus came, right? But did Jesus stay a baby?
No,
he grew up to be a man who lived a blameless and sinless life, setting an example for us. And then he died on the cross, as we've talked about, and he created a way for us and has now sent us the Holy Spirit that gives us that love, joy, and patience, right, that we talked about, the peace that you talked about. And now we get to continue our story in his power and really understanding who Jesus is, not just on Christmas Day, thousands of years ago, but actually today in our hearts. And so our hope and our prayer for all of our listeners is that you have not placed your trust in Jesus, that this is an opportunity that you have to be able to want, to be able to claim the gift that God gave us that is amazing in the person of Jesus, that he does not just affect our stories for eternity, but he has the power to be able to affect our stories for today and to be able to offer us a new way of living, to be making us into new creations, and to be honestly just reshaping the way that we understand who we are. And so I'm going to ask Macy for you to close us in prayer today, and then we're going to send all of our listeners off with a Merry Christmas.
Jesus, I pray that you help everybody to have an awesome Christmas, for them not to just open their presents without like remembering what the meaning of Christmas is. Like, it's about Jesus and how he died for us so that we could have eternal life. And so I just pray that these listeners, Christmas Day, it's amazing. There's presents and you don't forget about the meaning. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you guys all gather around the mic, and we are going to just wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas from Village Kids and the 5-6.